Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The reading for this Easter Sunday that I chose is an event that happened early in the ministry of Jesus. In fact, it's in the second chapter of John's Gospel. Jesus went to the temple and saw there people who had turned religion into commerce. And not just commerce, they were cheating people who came there to worship. They were practically robbing them. And he had chased these business cheaters and sellers and money changers out of the temple and said he was cleansing his father's house. Well, the religious leaders at the time challenged him and said, "All right, prove to us you have the authority to do the things you're doing." This is what he said. Beginning at verse 18, "So the Jews said to him, 'What sign do you show us for doing these things?' Jesus answered him, 'Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.' The Jews then said, 'It has taken 46 years to build this temple. You will raise it up in 3 days?' But he was not speaking about, the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken." Thus far the text. Every time Christians gather together for worship, it's an Easter celebration. Every time we gather, whether it's large or small gatherings, we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, absolutely without exception. What makes then this Sunday stand out apart from all the other Sundays that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, since we do that every time we gather? Well, there are some obvious differences. We decorate differently. We put out flowers. We have special pyramids, things like this that we use. We plan special music. We have special musicians in. Our choirs plan and practice special pieces. And for many of us, this is a time to gather with family and friends after the service, either to have our own Easter egg hunts or to have that special Easter meal with the family all around. Something similar to Christmas, although Christmas seems to have overtaken Easter for a lot of us. You never hear there are only 14 more shopping days left till Easter, but people are already counting down the shopping days until next Christmas. But every Sunday is really that celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It really isn't just one special day in the whole church year. This day came about as a way to teach folks about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Began with last Sunday, Palm Sunday, continued with Thursday when we learned about how the Lord's Supper came about. On Friday, as we walked with Jesus to the cross, saw him die in the scriptures and put in the tomb. And of course, today, celebrate, as we do every Sunday, the resurrection. Why is the resurrection celebrated every Sunday? Because it is the central event, the central part of the Christian faith. Everything else about our faith revolves around that. Without the resurrection, there would be no Christianity. Christians wouldn't exist. Christian churches wouldn't exist. Easter celebrations wouldn't exist I'm not too sure about hunting Easter eggs, though. Without the resurrection, there would be no reason to celebrate. It would be just another day like all the others. We tend to lose sight as to how crucial the resurrection is to our faith. It is more than just a miracle. Yes, Christmas has in some ways become a larger holiday time, and the incarnation itself is most certainly a miracle that God would come into this world, assume our flesh, be born as the baby of Bethlehem, much like that little baby being carried down the aisle over there. Just think, all of God in a little baby. That's certainly a miracle. Jesus also gave sight to blind eyes. That's a miracle. He gave hearing to deaf ears. That's a miracle. He fed hungry people from little scraps of food. That's a miracle. He calmed storms with just a word. That's a miracle. He could drive demons out of people with just a word. That's a miracle. Jesus even was able to raise people from the dead. That's a miracle. Yet, these miracles, without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, would be things that we would have forgotten by this time. They would be things no longer remembered in history. We wouldn't celebrate them. Jesus rising from the dead is different. Now, yes, there is that element, particularly as we were out at the cemetery this morning for the sunrise service, there is that element of the thought of having a much loved one who has died in the faith back again. Sharon and I were talking that this is my second Easter since my mother died. And this is Sharon's first Easter since her mother died. And yeah, and it's been many Easters since my father passed away. And yes, oh, to talk to them again, that they could return from the dead, that I could hug them just one more time. That would be great for me. I'm not too sure it would be great for them. They would have to leave heaven and the joy they know there and face death again. I don't think they'd be too thrilled about it. But I'd love to have Mom back just for a moment. But Jesus' resurrection was more than having a beloved son, teacher, rabbi, brother back from the dead after seeing his horrific death on Good Friday. Jesus' resurrection was something that the disciples didn't seem to expect. It took them by surprise that first Easter, even though Jesus repeatedly said he would do this. He would rise from the dead. The full impact of the resurrection took a while to really sink in to those first disciples. Jesus remained with his disciples another 40 days after his resurrection, walking among them, talking to them, teaching them. They could reach out and they could touch him. He was physically present there like we are with one another. But they needed to understand how important his resurrection is. It's odd how we can take central events in human history and minimize them and forget their value. Now they say if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. But this is one event in history that can never be repeated and never needs to be repeated. But we should not forget what it means. We should not forget to give thanks to God not just on a Sunday, but every day for the resurrection, the heart of Christianity. Now, in the passage I just read, Jesus refers to his resurrection. It is his response to those who are asking what sign or miracle or proof would he give that what he was saying and teaching and doing, which was very counter to the religion of the day, very counter to what the religious people thought was right, what sign or miracle or proof would he give that what he said and taught was true? And it wasn't that, hey, I can go raise people from the dead. Instead, he points to his resurrection, that he would rise from the dead. And that would be the proof to the world, and especially the proof to the disciples of Jesus. It first meant that what he had taught about God, about himself as the Savior, the Son of God, God himself, what he had taught about salvation as being a gift of God, not something that we buy or earn or work for. That loving one another as we have first been loved by him is central to our faith. That everything he did and said was true. Here is the sign I promised you, disciples. Here's the sign I said I would give you, world. You can trust everything I have said because I have risen just like I said I would, just like I proved I would. And it wasn't just that small group of 11 disciples. Remember, Jesus or Judas by this time had committed suicide for betraying Jesus. He didn't just appear to this small group of 12 who then ran out and tried to convince other people that they had seen him alive. He appeared to hundreds of people over those 40 days. There was a rumor going around that his disciples had actually stolen his body out of the tomb. He never really rose. Well, that got shot down real quick because people were saying, you know, I saw the man. I saw the marks of the crucifixion. I walked up. I heard him. I saw him eating with his disciples. I touched him. He was really alive. He was back from the dead. There was no denying. Whether they believed he was the Messiah or not, the Savior or not, God or not, they couldn't deny that he had risen from the dead. And of course he said, this is the proof that I am the Son of God, the one who has come to save. Jesus left plenty of witnesses in his wake. Second, it is proof that he is our Savior. When his Father raised him from the dead, God the Father, that God the Father had accepted his sacrifice for us. Our churches have altars, but we do not sacrifice animals on them. There's no need to do that because Jesus sacrificed himself. We distribute in Holy Communion the body and blood of Christ, the results of his sacrifice, the forgiveness of our sins. But Christ, on that Good Friday, took our sin, our guilt, and God's judgment on himself, suffered, and then died in our place. So that when he rose, he could proclaim to you and me and to all people that God has forgiven us all our sin, that God's deep love for us is true, that he doesn't desire to see the destruction of anyone, but that everyone be his child. That Jesus is God who took on mortal flesh so he could die and rise for us. That everything needed to put things right between God and human beings has been done. That's what Jesus came to do. He said, "The resurrection will be my proof. It is finished," he proclaimed from the cross. And so it was. We stand before God forgiven and loved because Christ rose from the dead for us. Third, we also share in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We will rise from the dead, never to face death again. The souls of Christians who have died in the faith ahead of us now rest with him in heaven. But there will come a time at the end of time when we will be reunited with bodies, but not these that get sick, that break down, that die, but bodies like Christ's ascended body. We will dwell bodily before God, but there eternally, never to know tears or pain or suffering. We will share in that eternal life that Jesus has because he rose from the dead. Heaven is what God intends for his children, to be with him there, our Father, his child, for eternity. And finally, at least for this morning, Jesus' resurrection changes the way we live. We live in a relationship of love and friendship with God. We live with him leading us in front and covering our backs from behind. We live in his perpetual care and compassion each and every day. We celebrate the resurrection because of this. And we look on other people differently. We look on other people as God first looked on us. He didn't look on us as objects of scorn and wrath and destruction, but looked on us in mercy and love and gave his Son to suffer and die and rise again. We look on others with those same eyes of God and share with them the message of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, that God wants them too as his children to share in that resurrection, to share in that eternal life, and to share life with us as we journey through this world. Christians are to be the hands, eyes, ears, mouth, the feet of Jesus in the world, still walking, still proclaiming that resurrection. Jesus walks through us. We are to seek out those who don't know him as Savior, to seek them out and to let them know we have seen the risen Lord. We are to share the message of the resurrection and share God's compassion with them. Now that means not just feel sorry that they're hungry, but to feed those who are hungry too. And we are to share love. We are to especially share that love with one another as brother and sister Christians. Jesus told us near the end of his earthly ministry that all people would know that we are really his disciples as we love one another. Now, I could keep on going and going and going, but I won't. The resurrection is the center of the Christian faith, and it is deep and rich in our faith. It goes to the very roots of our life, and there's so much more to say. But every Sunday, we gather to celebrate Easter Sunday, perhaps in a less regal fashion than today. But every Sunday, we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead, and that we give thanks for his resurrection, and it is the source of our joy, the center of our life, the heart of Christianity, that Jesus has risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia and amen.